DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up in a few minutes, we got to figure out if we're saved or screwed based on the referee assignment. And we know.
That's funny.
We know what happens at Kansas City sometimes, right? You know, sometimes
home
a little
cooking.
No. Well, a little home cooking sometimes there. We'll see.
We dropped that narrative, though. I tried to tell everybody
before
the Super Bowl.
People didn't like that.
No.
Well, it didn't matter, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, I was just trying to live in reality.
Oh, that was wasn't that when people said they saw on Facebook that Andy Reid was suing the NFL?
That's right.
Yeah, that was a wild day. All right, 215-592-9494.
Is that the same guy that said he talked to Alec Boehm?
I believe it was.
Messenger?
Yeah. That's less information for Facebook is probably the best.
Get off Facebook.
Yeah, it's probably the best way to do things. All right, we'll get to all that. 1 o'clock coming up in 30 minutes from right now. Iron Mike Tyson will be with us. And speaking of Mike Tyson, we have those tickets for you. A pair of tickets to give away today. Return to the Mic, Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, AC, January 23rd. We got a pair today, so this will be our last pair to give away the tickets today. You can go on Ticketmaster.com right now to buy your tickets. We got a pair for you. And one of our winners this week, could be you today, will win an overnight stay the night of the show. So it's a pretty great prize to see Mike Tyson's show. We'll ask him about it coming up at 1. His upcoming flight with Floyd Mayweather, which should be great. And the way you win those tickets, just tell us who you want to see in the ring with Hugh Douglas, which I'm now imagining every one of these answers in the ring. So we got McGregor. That'd be a good one. The Gorilla versus the 100 Men versus the Gorilla.
That's great.
Michael Smith, you're from a co-worker.
Yeah, he can get these.
Jim Miller.
That's been the one that he was like, yeah.
I know.
Oh, no, man, you...
Jim Miller's Revenge?
No, I could tell you stories. It was a dark touch. Yeah, I'm going to leave it like that. But yeah, I definitely want that.
Yeah. We also had you against Reality, which is...
That'd be a good fight.
That's a great one. You'd be a big underdog in that one there. All right, let's get to Pat in Denver up on WIP. What's up, Pat?
Hey, guys. You guys are cracking me up, as always.
What's up, Pat?
Jolly destroyed ESP.
And really?
Yeah, he did. He did. I mean, you got to give him this belt. He's undefeated.
No, it's not. Pat, he's not undefeated.
That's what gets you.
He's not undefeated.
Bad things happen in Kansas City. I'm just going to put it that way. But there's no such thing. There's no such thing as an acceptable loss. And Jolly, with all of his passion, put it out there. And ESP might have been a master debater in high school, but Jolly did his thing.
So let me ask you this before you go on. So I think you, in debates, I think you could agree with the other side, but not think they won the debate. So I'm with you guys. Like I don't think it's an acceptable loss. I think Jolly's more right than Elliot. It just took Jolly a long time to get to why the Chiefs aren't that great right now. It took him like 10 minutes to say, hey, both their starting receivers are out. I feel like he needed to throw that in earlier to shut Elliott up.
I mean, we're older guys. It kind of takes us a little while to warm up a little
bit. Yeah, Hugh gets that. You're right.
And Jolly doesn't take my calls, by the way.
But, really?
No, so yeah, he's feeling some kind of way.
Well, he's still voting for him, even though Jolly's ignoring him.
I know. I'm voting for him, and I love Jolly. Jolly, he's got the greatest cuts from WIP. But, Hugh, do you really think that you can beat Conor McGregor in a fight?
First of all, Pat, were you listening to the show this morning?
Which one? Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Well, it's okay to say no. We're not going to take it.
If you missed the part, it's okay.
Nobody said that we were. I could beat Conor McGregor. I said that I wouldn't fight him fair. That's what I said. When I said I was beating Conor McGregor, I was talking about I wouldn't fight him fair. Like, I'm not about to be in an MMA ring with an MMA fighter fighting him fair. What are you talking about?
You think a straight killer Irishman's gonna fight fair?
I don't care if he was Japanese. What about what I just said? Did you not get? I said I'm not fighting fair.
Okay, what about fair?
Let me just say, what is your definition of fair? Because I think that's what we're stuck at.
There's no. I mean, if there's no holds barred. You know exactly what's coming.
I'm asking you, what is your definition of fair? Because I don't think you understand what I'm saying when I said I'm not fighting fair. I'm not talking about biting him or pulling his hair or anything like that. I'm talking about bringing a weapon with me into the ring. What are you talking about?
That's really not fair.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not fighting fair. Like, what do y'all don't understand? Because this is like, I guess this is a cultural thing, because when I said not fight fair, I mean, I think everybody knew what I was talking about, but you, Pat. Because I thought you meant
below the belt stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's below the belt. I'm going to hit him with a chair. I'm going to bring a brick.
A brick?
I'm going to bring a bat.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah, I ain't fighting fair.
It's a hardcore match.
This man has been trained to fight.
Yeah.
That's what part about when I said being punched in the face, that's different that y'all didn't get.
I think we need a promoter on this. Let's make this happen.
Listen, I didn't understand.
I know you didn't understand. That's why I'm telling you.
You're bringing weapons to the fight.
What about fair do you not get?
Well, he didn't think you went that to that level, I think. Just like kind of not fair.
This man gets punched in the face for a living.
It's his job, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So why am I fighting somebody that lives on getting punched in the face?
Honestly, I'm on your side. I want you to win.
What did y'all see, that's what I'm saying. Y'all don't understand what fair means. I'm not fighting fair. with some little Slim Jims that the cops be using when they want to get people to settle down. Yeah. Settle down. Bow.
All right.
Slim Jim.
Speaking of bad things happen in Kansas City, I don't like the Eagles to go in there and win this week. I kind of with you on this. I wish I wasn't. I'm going to root for them, but I got a 27-20.
All right, 27-20. You guys. So you're with Hugh on this one. And who do you want to see him fight?
I already said Conor McGregor. Who else?
Yeah, so you're just doubling down on McGregor.
Okay, terrible answer. It's already been said.
All right, Pat, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. I think he just wanted to go over the McGregor thing. He didn't have a new one to turn.
I think that's a cultural thing, because I think when I said I didn't fight fair, I think most people knew exactly what
I guess we didn't realize how unfair you would go.
Oh, very much so unfair.
Yeah. You're going for the win.
Yeah. I'm putting Conor McGregor to sleep. Quick.
Robert in Exton. What's up, Robert?
Hey, fellas. How are you today?
Hey, Robert.
Hugh, first of all, I wanted to just recognize I had the opportunity of meeting you back in 2004. It was the first autism auction that the Eagles had. And one of the experiences was sitting in the WIP office, radio room with you and Angelo and Rhea and so on and so forth. So I had an opportunity to meet with you. I think that's when you really were beginning your career.
Sounds kind of like it. It does sound like that. Yeah.
Yep. So, but guys, I need to put something away, because I'm really exhausted of hearing that Jalen doesn't like the coach and the coach doesn't like this one, and Jalen and AJ have issues. Did anybody see the end of that Super Bowl and the conversation that those two men had? Did anybody see that? And the way they speak with one another. The one thing we all know about Jalen wants to win. He's going to use all the resources he can. But why isn't the passing game working? Well, I think number one is play calling. I think that's been a problem for the better part of a few years now. And the other thing is, it's the elephant in the room, as I like to say, it's the O-line. You know, everybody wants to, we have the best O-line in the business. Well, maybe running the ball we do, but passing the ball, we have it. And Jalen's yardage has gone down year after year after year because of that pass blocking that I believe is an issue on this team. And in my mind,
it's anything but Jalen, I guess.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say it again.
So, Robert, do you put... I'm going to ask a question. He usually has one of the highest times to throw in the NFL. So how do you view the pass protection as an issue? Now, maybe once in a while, like a certain spot will have a bad day, but... It feels like most of the time they protect him and give him a lot of time to throw in terms of just the raw numbers and seconds he has to throw.
Well, fellas, I must be watching with one eye closed because I don't see that. I just don't see that. I see a lot of pressure on him, and with that pressure, it doesn't give him the time to hold the ball. Even when you used the game this past weekend as an example. I mean, look, he had a little protection, but he was running all over the place. With the team on his back because he did not have the protection to throw the ball down the field. The other side of it is play calling and how they utilize AJ. To me, you know, AJ, he's in the same spot all the time.
This is out of control.
So that's my opinion. I know you disagree because see,
it's ridiculous.
It's okay. We disagree. We see it different. Robert,
One more thing, guys. See, Hugh. The problem with the youth today is they just don't accept the wisdom of their elders. That's the problem with it.
You're just trying to get on Hugh's good side here. That's all.
I respected the way the man wore the uniform, fellas, and the way he performed.
Well, I did too. I don't know what happened to him since then, but I did.
He fell off
since then. Robert, what do you got for us? Who would you like to see get in the ring with Hugh Douglas?
There's only one man, guys.
Who's that?
That's Jack Del Rio.
Robert, that's a good answer. Robert...
about 2 inches taller than me, though.
Good job, Robert.
But I got leverage.
The Jack Del Rio, I mean, he embarrassed you on live TV. He fired you on television.
Not really.
Well, I mean, he tried to.
I mean, no, it was like, see, I feel like you came in strong with that because of the whole Jolly Debate thing. I feel like you know.
No, I want you to fight Jack Del Rio in a ring. I mean, that's all. I think it'd be funny.
I feel like you tried to jab me a little bit with that one. Like with the embarrassment thing. I feel.
Well, because I distinctly remember you saying I won the debate two Junes ago, and today, conveniently,
I'm just saying, Joe,
as I'm off my square, instead of saying Jolly, he beat you, I called it then, you egg Jolly on to get me upset.
I just feel like you said he embarrassed me, you put a little something on that, though. It just felt like.
I think the audience would agree. He tried to embarrass you on television.
Oh, wait, no, he succeeded. hold on, let me get this straight.
Yeah, can we unpack Robert's thought on the passing game?
The O-line can't pass block. Wrong.
Hey, live your truth, Robert.
Just because Robert, you and him are both older than
me. Can you just disagree with somebody for once?
No, besides us?
Just like how it gets under you guys' skin.
Okay. So Robert's contention was the O-line not quite as good as everyone says.
Who is it? Landon was a little banged up.
This particular game. Yeah, but he meant over years now.
Oh.
Years.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the play calling's never good. And the O-line, not good at pass blocking. It's actually one of the best in the league.
What I think is interesting is we unpack the passing game, which there's different ways to look at it.
It can't possibly be Jalen's fault.
Well, okay. Their passing yards per game has gone down steadily since 22, right? And I know they have Saquon since last year.
Saquon Barkley.
So that's going to take – the game script's going to change a little bit. Mm-hmm. But he used the play calling as the problem. Think about how many different play callers we've had here.
Mm-hmm.
So either they're all bad. It's almost like we're there's the one constant, and we're blaming the one variable. Yep. Like the constant, it's the constant.
Even if you like love Jalen and think he's the greatest quarterback ever, like if you had to pick a flaw of his, it's that he holds onto the ball too long sometimes.
Always been. And now sometimes he can make plays off that with his legs. Like last week he held the ball forever, but he still played well because what he decided to do instead of throw at Hugh was run impactfully. So they won. But he does hold the ball a lot.
I think if you're being fair and balanced, that is a good assessment.
He holds the ball, yeah.
Right, but we don't. Finally. That's not the
world. So not just live your truth.
Are you gonna let me finish before you cut me off?
No.
It was. That's not the wheelhouse that the caller chose to live in. He wanted to move the line a little bit, and that's why I say, live your truth.
No.
Why do you do this?
Stop. What do you mean? Because it's irritating.
It's so irritating, actually.
And that's why
it really is.
Oh, that was so funny.
At what point do facts have to matter in the conversation?
Well,
I'm just asking.
When it comes to sports, especially when it comes to sports, we have gotten to the point where we massage and we move the line so much a lot of times to make our point that I just feel like we're at the point now where it's like, hey, man, live your truth.
I'm going to ask you a legitimate question.
And I will answer legitimately.
So when our caller called in and he said, he doesn't see it the same way. He feels Jalen's under pressure a lot.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see it that way, but yeah.
Okay, I don't either. But I think some may point out, hey, he got sacked 7 times in that Rams playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
Others would say he took 7 sacks.
Yes.
When a quarterback gets sacked, I mean, this was your job to go get them. How much of it is
his fault?
His fault versus the O-line. Because I think I think some quarterbacks are better at avoiding sacks because they get rid of the ball quickly, so they make their O-line look better. And then this is not even about Jalen, just in general.
Just in general.
Some hold, there is good protection, they hold it too long, and eventually an offensive lineman's going to lose, right? They can't hold a block for 5 seconds.
Yeah, because the thought process is, ball has to be out in 3 seconds. This is, just say 3 seconds for the sake of this argument. A lot of offensive linemen are trained to block for that long, you know, and some guys, you know, your job is to beat that 3 seconds. Now, there might be times where, because of the coverage on the back end, that you can get a quarterback to hitch or throw and pull it back, and then you're supposed to be there. And if he goes beyond that, you're told to throw it away, you know. So to answer your question, Joe, a lot of times it's more coverage sacks, I would say, than guys actually getting beaten. What I mean by that is, when you get the quarterback to go to his second read, that to me could probably be considered a cover sack because he didn't hit his primary receiver. You see what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you could factor that. You could say that's a cover sack. So a lot of times it's more like that than anything.
Yeah, I think some people it's the same thing. We see a sack, like whose fault was that?
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes the quarterbacks may be more at fault than we think, just kind of like, oh, the offensive line must have stunk that day. Sometimes it is the offensive line stinking. All right, before we go any further, here we always do, we roll this out for the big games, and this feels like a big one on Sunday. Eagles-Chiefs, so we got to check in here. Are we saved or are we screwed with this referee assignment? All right, so on Sunday, Alex Kemp, his ref crew is going to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've got some good news, and then I've got potential not good news. All right, so the good news is this. His crew ranked number 2 for offensive holding penalties per game, and they were number 1 last week. So if we're looking at the O-lines, the Eagles' offensive line is better, more veterans, more cohesive. You would think they'd have less holding calls because mm-hmm. they're just better. The Chiefs guys are not as good. Okay, so that would give you a sense of
an advantage. Us,
we're saved. Also, home teams slightly under 500 against the spread in Kemp's game, so he doesn't favor the home team. But he does have a pretty famous moment where people thought he was favoring the Chiefs. This was last year. I think it was week two. Chiefs-Bengals. Bengals almost had him. And there was a pass interference that was kind of controversial. Let's hear how that sounded last year. All right, so that if you remember that play last year, Bengals are Chiefs are going down the field, down in the game, and it was incomplete. I think it was a fourth down here. That would have ended the game. That would have the Chiefs would have lost the game. The Bengals would have went to Cincinnati and went to Kansas City and won. And you heard the call from Jim Nantz, like he didn't see a flag, and then that flag came in there late, and that was kind of the drumbeat starter where people said the refs were favoring the Chiefs.
Yeah.
That was Alex Kemp's crew. So some of the stats say we should be in good shape considering the way they call penalties, but I don't know. If we have a weird call on Sunday,
We're going to talk about that. And not only that, man. And I know I said it earlier, but you got to be careful going into this game when you've been suspended and they're looking for something.
Carter.
Yeah, Carter and Nolan, for that matter.
Oh, because Nolan had the taunting.
You don't want to give them anything to be keen about. Because, you know, the NFL probably is looking to say, hey, man, make sure you watch Carter. Make sure he's not doing this, that, or the third.
Right.
So you don't want to give them anything.
All right, let's grab Mike at Summerdale talking about the idea of throwing that ball to AJ and feeding the ball. What's up, Mike?
All right, first thing, boys, I don't disagree with anybody's call. I don't disagree with people's, because you know what? People's takes and what they feel and how they feel is cool. And I get all that, and I respect that. But we remember when Jalen was forcing the ball to AJ in the middle of that collapse season, right? We didn't like that. And I'm not saying don't get the guy the ball. I'm not saying don't give this guy his touches. But if Jalen throws for 300 and it goes to Devontae and Dotson, but, you know, AJ only gets three catches, are we arguing that we still don't have a passing game, or are we now arguing that AJ's a problem and there's a problem in the locker room? What, I just don't understand forcing the ball to someone just to make this look prettier. I feel like the flow of the game needs to be what it is. And this team is a potential, this team's a running team.
Yeah.
That's what they are. I understand they have a lot of money. I hear you, Joe, all the time. The investment of the receivers. I get that. And I'm not arguing that. But you have two receivers that flow as the season progresses. Now, I will say, with going back to the defense, I just have to put it because I don't call a lot. And this goes for Hugh. Hugh, you're nuts, bro. Defenses matter, man. Like, I don't mean to be throwing this at you, dude, but you should be a defensive player. You should know. Having a defense that's solid helps. I mean, obviously, that's the reason why we won the Super Bowl, dude. I mean, get it off your plate, please. We had how many sacks did we have in that game? The guy looked confused.
Mike, are you finished?
Come on, Hugh.
Are you finished?
No, you're better. Go ahead. I love you, man. Go ahead, Hugh. I love you, my whole
I think
life.
He was going to hit you, but you're better than that.
No, and don't hit me with I'm better than that. But, Mike, that's my take.
No.
May I please speak? May I please speak?
Go ahead.
And my take was based in the fact, who makes the most money on this team, Mike? Who are the highest paid players on this Philadelphia Eagles team?
The offense.
So, when you hear me say, defenses are a luxury, not a necessity. I'm talking about financially because Mike, are you going to let me finish? Because I'm trying to explain it to you. You called in here attacking me about my take. Now I'm defending my take, right?
Good.
So
good.
My point was that when you look at this team and the way that it's built, even though the defense played as well as it did, they have all the resources allocated to the offensive side of the ball. So much so, Mike, that we've been here talking about we need a corner. And what did we go do? We went out and got another running back. So when I say that, I know it might not align with the way that you think, but there's some thought that I put into when I make takes like that. A phenomenal take, I should say.
AI
has confirmed that was a phenomenal take, Joe.
No, just notable.
Before you let me go.
Phenomenal.
I totally agree with you. I agree with you, and that's great. You, I do. Right? Before you let me go.
I don't have the control of the phone.
No. Jalen Carter is not on the field. This defense
he's staying on.
so much better when Jalen Carter's on the field.
No,
so much.
Not, you know no doubt about that. How much money does Jalen Carter make?
For now, he's about to get. And then when he gets paid after this year, you're cooked.
Okay, after he gets paid, then maybe.
Oh,
but not so much.
Mike, we got him. We got him pinned down. All right, Mike, before you go.
So subject.
Mike, good call. Good call, Mike.
Mike, we need you. Who do you want to fight, Hugh?
You know what, Hugh? You don't remember this, but it was my cousin that was down the Brigada that time? Well, back in like 2003, you had a conflict with.
Yeah, I hit buddy.
I would love you to get in the ring because he's old.
Hey, listen.
And you whip his ass.
You know what? Tell your cousin that he can still get these hands to this day.
Because
he was out of pocket.
Oh, Mike.
That's not my shining moment.
I was there. He was out of pocket.
Oh,
my goodness. Mike, good phone call, man. We got we got Mike Tyson coming up here. A story of a headbutt leading right to Mike Tyson. I mean, it doesn't get any more perfect than that.
Listen,
headbutting's crazy, man.
That's.
You got to be a different kind of cat.
Yeah.
To headbutt. Well, yeah. We'll talk about it in the break.
Okay. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we'll get to your phone calls. We got guests to take next hour. Same game parlay for the Eagles and the Chiefs. And you may have heard of him, Mike Tyson. He joins us next to talk about his show. His upcoming flight with Floyd Mayweather as well. All coming up. Midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. This college football season is delivering weekly showdowns you don't want to miss. And right now, all customers on FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, can score a 50% prop boost for this week's big match on campus between Georgia and Tennessee. Here's how it works. Place a bet on the game, apply your prop boost, and enjoy boosted winnings when your bet hits. And the best part, you get paid instantly when you win. Use your boosts on bets like spreads, over-unders, team props, everything. Don't wait. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download the app. Boost your next bet on this week's marquee game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official part of 94 WIP.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on What You Need to Know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.